Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome to the show. With me today is my mom in studio.
Hello, Nikki. Thank you for having me on again.
Are you crying?
Gonna.
What's going on with this face? I mean, like I'm granting you a make-a-wish or something.
Yeah, you kind of are.
No, this is...
It's so nice.
It's not a favor. I would never have you on my podcast to be nice. I want you to know that. I would do so many things for you to be nice, but I would never have you on my podcast to be nice.
Well, I think
you are valuable to the show. I think you make it more fun. You make me better.
Well, that's so sweet. That's another thing you're doing for me.
Nice. That sweet thing I said. Then Brian Frangie is here. What's up, Brian?
Hello.
Oh, Brian, not you too.
Everybody's going to cry.
Listen, Brian, I'm not doing this as a favor. I mean, I know you have a sick wife. His wife has Allie is sick.
Yeah.
With nothing we know. So now, if it's not COVID, we just go,
who gives a shit? Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, man.
Someone's sick and they go, is it COVID? Then you go, no. And they go, oh, okay, whatever then. And it's like, well, it could have been anything else.
Is it cancer?
Yeah, it could be worse.
Well, no, these flus are so bad right now.
Yeah. She might have the flu.
Yeah, really sick from them.
Well, did you see that? I sent you the, Noah's here, of course. Hey, Noah, she's pregnant. Joking.
She's got a sickness of her own.
She's got a Stanley Cup. Is that a Stanley Cup?
Actually, it's Yukon Outfitters.
Oh. Okay.
I wanted to go against
like the Huskies.
Yeah.
They have a little chicken.
Oh, Yukon, why UK? Hard. No, okay.
They have a little chicken straw cover. I think is cute.
Oh. A straw cover.
Wow.
Is that from Chick-fil-A or something?
Where did you get a straw cover?
My friend Paloma gave it to me. She knows all the
That's so
stuff.
Nice. She knew you had a cup that needed a straw cover.
Yeah, well, she had one. She had like a chipmunk or something. And I was like, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that. And she's like, I have an extra one.
Oh, and then she got you one. Aww. That's so nice.
That's cool.
So nice when someone remembers something like that. And then they...
So nice.
Yeah, you said... Kirsten remembered something that I... This weekend. Oh. It was so nice. She, on the girls' trip, was wearing this purple shirt from this artist named Wise Blood, W-E-Y-E-S Blood. And it's the coolest shirt. I'm going to wear it tomorrow on the podcast. So look at the YouTube tomorrow's show. But she was wearing it in the girls' trip, and I was just like, I love that so much. And then I left girls. She was like, you should get it. It's at, like, it's her merch. And so I went to Wise Blood. I put it in the cart. And I don't even know any of Wise Blood's songs. I was just like, I just like the look of the shirt. So I felt like a poser.
Mm.
So then it just sat in my cart. And I thought, you know what? If I keep thinking about it, then I'll get it. You know,
that's
like if it still weighs on me a couple, Wise Blood's on me a couple days later, I'll get it. And I forgot about it, but I would have gotten it. And then Kirsten got it for me for a gift.
That was sweet.
When I was in Kansas City this weekend, I saw it when we got into her car. I saw in the... she was helping load stuff in the back, and I was already in the car, or she was just watching. I wasn't like not helping her load. She was just in the back still talking to you or something.
You shouldn't.
And I saw it in her front seat in the bag. And I was like, oh, she got me what I wanted. Yeah. I was so excited.
And then she brought you something else, some food item.
She did?
Yeah, that's cereal or whatever.
That wasn't like that wasn't out of a kindness. No, that was just like she can't eat certain things right now. And so she was like, this is just in my pantry. Oh. You're obsessed with that food item. God, my mom cannot stop talking about this. She's like, what? She gave you that cereal. Kirsten brought over the cereal that she can't eat anymore. She gave it to, she was like, do you want this? And I was like, yeah, I'll take that. I like those. And my mom has been, my mom put it in her bag. I guess I got left in my mom's room. And then my mom was like, Nick, we get in the Uber the next day. Nikki, I've got that cereal. I go, do you just keep it? I don't need it. She's like, I don't want it. You want this. And I go, can we just deal with it later? Like, I don't have anywhere to put it like right now. Can we deal with it like when our suitcases are not like nearby? And then again, it came up like, and now today yes, you love it.
That's insane that you think that. It just happens to be.
Is this like a,
no, it was,
I don't want to make this like generational, but is that like a boomer thing? Because my dad did like such a similar thing this weekend. I was in New York. He bought a gift for my sister-in-law for her birthday, which is yesterday at this point. And it was an Amazon. He got her chocolate covered pretzels, like a nice box of chocolate covered pretzels. But he accidentally sent them to San Francisco and they live in Boston now. He sent them to their old address in San Francisco. So what would you do in that situation? If you ordered chocolate covered pretzels and they were shipped to the wrong address.
Buy some new ones.
You would just buy new ones and ship them to Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not guessing chocolate covered pretzels are over $12.99.
Well, therefore, not only that, what are you going to do?
You made a mistake.
What do you go back to Amazon and go?
We're going to find out because it clearly wasn't that.
Let me ask you this: would you call up Amazon and then ask them, what should I do in this situation? And then they say, wait till it gets delivered and then tell us again. And then you say, well, no one lives there that I know. And then they say, do you know anyone? And they say, well, maybe my brother's old landlord. And then try to get in touch with them in order to see if they would ship the package of chocolate pretzels to Boston. Because that's what my dad was willing to go through.
Did you follow up with your dad on this and say, Dad, why? How much did these cost?
I talked with him about it all weekend.
How much did the pretzels cost?
Probably like $40 or $50. It's like a nice thing.
Okay.
But well, $40.
We're talking about.
But these are perishable.
I would still eat the cost and just go, oh no, yeah. I guess we can't do it. But I think most people, $40 or $50. I'm talking from my mom's point of view. Whoa. She's not going to let that go.
Yeah, I wouldn't let that go.
What would you do, Mom? Right. Call Amazon?
Well, I would call Amazon and say, what is the procedure here? What do I do? And they'd say, well, you gave us the wrong address. That's your problem, probably.
Yeah.
But they're probably like, we'll send a new box over there to Boston.
They will do that because even when you return something to Amazon, they'd throw it in the trash.
Away, you said. I've heard you say that.
I didn't say it. It's true.
God, that's
it's not just something I'm making
up. I want to be at
they
the
put
end
air tags.
Of that. Mm-hmm. Where?
And they put air tags, which are little tracking devices, into things that were returned at Amazon, and they all end up in landfills within days.
Oh, wow.
Or I think Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover did a piece on this. I sent that to you. I sent it to our whole family.
Oh, on returns. He did a YouTube video.
Yeah, returns. And they're put into like storage, like they're put into lots, like they're just all thrown into bins, and then people come and bid on just getting a bunch of return junk, and then that most of it ends up in a landfill because those people can't resell that stuff.
Gotcha.
But there's maybe a couple items in there that they can resell.
Okay, because so it's like they buy a grab bag. Because I've seen,
but it all ends up in the trash. Which I mean, everything does.
Yeah, it's just
you know this new thing
inevitable.
Of like. This is my new thing. This isn't a new thing. Sorry, I'm detangling a necklace. I hope you can't hear it on the thing, but I can't stop. Once I start, I cannot stop. And
what
it's so
hell?
Tangled.
Put
I'm just trying
away.
To take it off. Okay, I'm just going to put it away underneath my shirt. Stop it. Okay, so
you're
my new
so
thing
obsessed
is
about
people,
that. Just kidding.
People will eat things. Maybe I've brought this up. People will eat things so that they don't go to waste.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
News
yeah.
flash.
Yes.
It's turning into poop. Like, it's gonna be waste.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be waste.
Bum, bum, oh, bum, baby, bum, baby. Bum, bum.
Yeah. I think it's a different song, but...
Oh, it sounds like the Britney song. It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me is what the song I was doing.
Oh, baby, baby.
It's the same kind
That's
of voice.
That's the same song, or...
Yeah,
yeah, but how dare
Britney.
You confuse Britney and Justin
like
Timberlake?
Oh, my God. So that's too...
How dare you?
Oh, my God. Well, those are the same song in my mind.
Yeah.
They have been meshed together for eternity in my brain.
Oh, baby, baby, it's gonna be me.
Yeah.
So
that was that early 2000s voice.
But yeah, it's like when people are like, if I eat that, it's not waste. It's like, yes, it is. It's all going to be
turn into waste.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I guess you're like getting something out of it because your body is converting it to energy. But another newsflash, like, no one in America needs more food in their body. Anytime you're going like, I should eat that because it's going to go to waste. Your body already has enough fuel. It's going to use that and turn it into fat because it doesn't know what to do with it because it is going to waste.
I get that. But honestly, for that, all of somebody to pick those raspberries and whatever.
So you're saying like the taste of it, like tasting it and chewing it is like giving honor to that work?
Kind of. It's like,
even if you're like, I'm so full and this doesn't taste good and I can't even enjoy it and I feel like.
Well, I wouldn't do that exactly like that, but I would
you
eat
would
it.
Just know you would put like it in a to-go container, you would leave it in the back seat of your car until 3 days later when you see it because you're putting in some luggage because you're going on the road with me. That just happened at the airport. There was a bunch of hummus and baba ganoush.
No, guess and what tabbouleh. That was just containers.
Really?
Yeah. But well, they had a little food left over in them.
And so you had to throw it all out. And my mom goes, what a waste.
Well, is there a part of you, is it all environmental? Or is there a part of you that's like, I spent money on this and therefore I need to eat it?
No, it was, at first I looked at it and I was like, was that good food? And then I saw that it was not. It was leftover containers stacked on top of each other. Mm-hmm. But that I felt bad about throwing away because it went into
the environment.
Yeah.
I like to say this. Can every place have paper?
No, why
containers?
Don't they?
This heavy plastic that's like Tupperware you'd buy at the store. I order from vegan restaurants all the time and it's always arriving in this plastic
heavy,
thick
in a tank.
And then
but
you
paper,
order from
hold on, the paper that they serve them in. Ready for
Noah
this?
Ruins
is
everything.
Coated in plastic. Yeah.
Oh,
I know,
man.
But at least it weighs less or something.
Yeah, at least it's
and
not,
it looks
yeah.
nice
they
in the
should
environment.
Just
you could litter
it
and it kind of blends in.
They should just put it in a big leaf and tape it up with twine.
We're really...
Hold it, I don't know what to do.
What are we supposed to do? There's nothing we can do anymore.
Like something like banana leaves or something.
We need to harvest the banana leaves.
We need to figure this out.
It costs too much money.
Wrap it up in a corn husk.
Plastic's cheap.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, corn husk.
When is plastic...
Corn husks, those go to waste like crazy.
We got much corn. We're subsidizing corn across the nation. There's husks all over the floor of America.
This is something.
I think this is something.
And I know this, Nikki.
Hi, sharks. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about because you eat a lot of Thai food. And I'm putting Thai food places on notice. They are the worst at this plastic
worst
overuse.
Worst offenders.
Yes.
Oh, it's so bad. And I, what do you
do?
Well,
they all
foam
do.
Is the worst.
Even the Mediterranean food. Is in major plastic.
Yeah.
And well, it just came out that the plastic bottles
are leaching.
There's like 100 times more microplastics, maybe 1,000 times. It was some number that was just insane. More microplastics than they thought per water bottle.
In water.
When you drink the water.
Oh my God.
It's either 100 times or 1,000 times more. It's regardless, that number is disgusting.
Yes.
And I switched to glass permanently for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. You buy glass bottles now?
Yeah, I did. But most gas stations don't have glass. So I was Topo Chico in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't have a bottle opener. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I really want to get away from plastic water bottles after reading that. And how could people not? I'm not even a germaphobe or like a toxins phobe. Mm-hmm. I know people that like are so cautious about toxins. My boyfriend. Like,
really?
Won't drink tap water. Mm. We get special water brought in.
Oh, I've been at his house. I've seen the glass.
We're not
jug.
Even allowed to have a Berkey, which is like the best water filter because there might be some kind of like toxins. Like, all of our cleaning products are natural.
Yeah.
No sense in any of our.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's insane. He still eats Emo's pizza, but you know, that's.
Plenty
listen,
of toxins.
We'll all do
in
our
there.
Best, but he's very scared of toxins.
Wow.
And even, I thought that. And I'm not at all. I'm just like
I'm
kind
not
of
either, but I
given
need
up on
to
it.
Be a little more.
But even this scared me a little
once
bit.
You
this 100 times the amount of pregnancy.
Because I because of pregnancy and stuff, I've been trying to like cut back on using plastic and we're slowly replacing all the Tupperware in our home with glass. But like once you're conscious of it, it's really impossible to weed plastic out because you wear it. You ingest it. You put it on your head. You're holding it all the time. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I would. You know, in California, they have this thing called Prop 5 or something like that.
65.
Where it's made of plastic, too, that prop.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I was in the Science Olympiad. And one of the events was identifying different types of plastic. And me and my friend
you
Matt Karp.
You would be so good at that.
Yes, we came in fourth place in the state in identifying plastic types.
And you tell by the little number on the bottom, right?
That's right. Like HDPE is hydroethylene terephthalate, which is number 2.
Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
Impressive.
God, that's like when Catholic people remember weird prayers.
Yes.
Like, why have you kept in?
Those are drilled.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That got drilled from his little math Olympiad.
Why didn't they teach me piano instead? Why'd they teach me how to learn all the fucking plastics? Are you kidding me? I could be speaking Spanish and playing piano instead. Now I know what the 4 stands for in the bottom of a plastic bottle. Fuck you, Wanta. Fuck you. Seriously.
Okay, so what can you give us anything you know about like, what should we know about plastics? Like, what plastics should we
use? What's Prop 5 about?
Yeah, Prop 5.
Oh, right. That's what I was talking about. Prop 5. So in California, they have this thing where they put a warning label on any item you might purchase that has, like, chemicals in it that might cause cancer or birth defects, which you think would be nice. But then you go on Amazon.
You would think that would be just illegal to use those things.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, but we warned you.
Right.
But I mean, cigarettes. Okay, go on.
But then you go on Amazon, you go on Wayfair, and every fucking thing you could buy has a warning on it.
Yeah.
And so you just feel like, well, I guess I'm going to buy something that could give you cancer. I'd rather there be no warning.
That's not Prop 5, by the way. That's like some kind of like tax thing. I think you're thinking of 65.
I think it was like Roe v. Wade or something. You think Yeah, Prop 65. That's right. Yeah. It's Prop 65.
Oh.
And it's like, there's so many things. Like, I was going to buy this really nice bread maker, and I was like so excited about it. And then it was like Prop 65. And I was like, well, I'm not going to have my bread maker have cancer chemicals in it. And then I got this luggage that I got from France, and they were like Prop 65. And I was like, I think that's okay if my luggage has cancer chemicals in it. I'm not sure.
Jesus.
But.
Well, California is trying to pass a thing where they're not allowed to use dye, red dye or some kind of dye that is a cancer causing dye that's in Skittles.
Oh,
and it's become a big thing because people are like, keep Skittles the way they are. But it's like one of the colors is giving people is cancer causing. And
damn.
They don't sell it in Europe. Like, you can't buy so many of the things that you can buy in America in other countries because they actually care about the people that live there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. Maybe there's some reason they're financially incentivized to not carry it. But here we don't have that protection. But I was sitting next to a table of Australians, I think, in my hotel the other day. And this girl was like savoring her Diet Coke. She's like, I'm so excited about this Diet Coke. And I was like, oh my God, I get her so much. Like, I love Diet Coke too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like having a cigarette.
It's a treat.
It is a treat.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, everyone, she was telling all of her Australian friends, taste this. Taste how different this Diet Coke tastes than our Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. I'm like, even the thing that is cancer tastes more cancer-y here. Uh-huh. Like, is it not? Diet Coke's got to be cancer there too.
Oh, well, it's
Diet Coke's terrible for
high fructose corn syrup. I mean, we have corn syrup and all.
No, it's not high for there's no in Diet Coke.
Not in Diet Coke.
It's
sucrose.
It's aspartame.
Aspartame. Yeah, that's cancer causing.
Yes, and that's what's in Diet Coke.
And they recently had a study come out that the sugar that they sweeten vitamin water with is also cancer causing.
Disgusting. I mean,
yeah.
Diet Coke, I have to say though, I love them, and I love that there's this like new resurgence of people being like, "Sorry, I'm doing it." Like, life is short. Diet Coke, baby.
Mm, because that's its slogan.
You don't see this. Yet. Life is short, Diet Coke. And it's going to be even shorter now. But I think that I like, there's this meme thing going on. I know you're not like plugged into what the meme culture is, but there are in basic bitch meme culture, Diet Coke is like taking on a new, like people are loving it again.
Back in their lives.
The Coca-Cola marketing has worked. They've infiltrated the meme culture. Like, it's everyone's bought on. It's back in. And I like having a little naughty thing I do.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
like,
have any vices.
Like, I can even tell like when I buy them, Chris will buy them for me, but he's not happy about it. Like, he can tell it's a vice that I feel bad about and that I secretly want to quit.
Right.
So he's like trying to aid in my quitting, but also like a little bit like sad when I give in, because I do feel so naughty. But man, Diet Coke out of a a bottle. No, plastic
how many
bottle.
Do you have?
Oh, plastic.
Cancer
bottle.
On cancer, baby.
Do you, yeah. Do you have more than one in the sitting?
Here's what I do. Because yes, I would be interested if I was a bestie and I drink Diet Coke. What is my consumption level? I will do on the road one and a half a day. Like I'll buy one in the morning. I'll drink half of it. And as soon as it gets room temperature, me no want. Even if it gets kind of warm, I don't like it. Right. I toss it. I'll drink like half as my treat until I get annoyed. And then before a show, I'll sip on one. So it's probably amounts to about one a day, probably 4 days a week. I do have one in my suitcase that I stole from the venue the other night. I haven't transferred it into the refrigerator, but I'm going to later today because I need it. Lifts my mood, y'all. Yeah. It gets me in a better mood. It has caffeine in it. Right. So that's
your luggage. I think that's it.
But it's it's in my, well, I didn't want it to go to waste because it was at the venue. Oh yeah, I didn't want it to go to waste. Well, it would have gotten drank by someone there. So I didn't want, I just didn't want.
Soft drinks are a different.
They're $4 at the airport. I was like, I'll either buy this for, you know, like,
oh, so you
I don't know. I was trying to save $1.89. I checked it in my luggage.
No, it was $4.09.
What,
at
really?
The airport.
Did you know that? Yeah, for real? I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's you buy two waters and they're like $8.49 and you go, what? Are we going to laugh about this before I hand over my credit card? Are we going to like share a little knowing giggle?
Yeah.
That this is bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
But I love Diet Coke. It really does make me feel like I'm doing a drug. Like it gives me that little hit of dopamine that I'm like, I'm bad.
Yeah. It's a little,
A little can't, it's like a smoking a cigarette. It's probably as bad as smoking a cigarette. So I hope Donald Trump keeps chugging them.
I hope he drinks eight a day.
He does. No, he drinks 10 a day, Mom.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the number, Brian?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you drink 10 a day. He's almost 80. It doesn't seem to matter for some people. It really comes down to just your genetics.
That's the thing. It's like cigarettes. Yeah. Like some people can smoke cigarettes until they die. It just
that
doesn't matter.
Story.
My mom drinks diet soft drinks.
They're so good. Yeah. Life is short. Sometimes you got to have a little vice, but like when I was drinking, like these Zevias, I gotta stop. This
Why?
Can't be good. I drink six a day.
Yeah,
I don't drink water because I drink them. I can't.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop on LaCroix.
Stevia.
I know, but
something's wrong with LaCroix.
Joe Mandy told me LaCroix gave him kidney stones. He was drinking like 10 a day when he worked on Parks and Rec, and he was hospitalized for kidney stones.
Wow.
Horrible. And he was like, it was all LaCroix.
Yeah.
So it's bad. I mean, it's anything in the excess is bad. Even
something.
Water, people get like brain damage from drinking.
Well, yeah, it's got plastic particles in it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to go to break and talk about happier things when we get back after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. So this weekend, mom came on the road.
Oh, cool.
With me. She wrote me on Thursday day. Maybe it was like late evening.
It was afternoon.
Afternoon. And she was like, Nick.
And I didn't even say it like that because I was texting you, but yeah, go ahead.
It was like, Nick, you can I come on the road with you sometime?
That's nice.
When my mom comes out with me.
No, I was just like pitching her and I thought, you know, sometime.
Because I think you like hanging out with me and you aren't ready to admit it to yourself, but I think you like me.
I love hanging out with you.
Yeah. I think we had a good time at Funny Girl. I think you were feeling that. I think you were like,
we're having
thinking
fun.
About it. Like, wow, Nikki's like my friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I like hanging out with her.
See? That's the best. So that's the best argument for having
a
child.
Great time.
If you can have a child that grows up and then they're your friend, I mean, that's like the best case scenario.
I would want one. I know. That's what I want to just cut to. I just want to cut to them being like 15 and up. And I know that 15-year-old girls are a nightmare, but I am delusional enough to think that I would have one that liked
me. Control that child
because she'd be autistic on Love on the Spectrum, and they seem to be so in love with their parents because their parents are so sweet.
Because their parents are right there.
Anyway, my mom texted me, "Hey Nick, is there a time I could come out on the road with you?" And I said, "What about tomorrow?" And she was like, "I can't."
No, I said, "I wasn't expecting that answer."
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, 1 minute later. Yeah, I think I can do that.
I was like, you already got dad's permission? He signed your field trip slip?
Yeah, he did.
That was quick.
I said, I have to ask your father.
I know. How did that go?
I didn't even ask him.
I was going to say, I didn't think you had time. You answered me too quickly.
I know. I was like, well, am I really going to ask him? I'm just going to tell him that I'm going.
Thank you. Tell and then ask for permission after.
I don't need permission. I mean, I just was seeing if it was
Yes, you do. The
convenient.
Wives need permission, but the baby will always act like he doesn't own me. Mm. Yes, he does.
You don't own me.
And you are owned by your wife guy who says she doesn't. Like, you all need permission. We all do.
I need
permission.
Just seeing if it was, I knew he had a gig, and I thought, well, we just did the same gig that last weekend.
Oh, so he can't be like, well, you never come to my gigs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, boom, you were there last weekend. Oh, that's good.
And I knew it was going to be the same kind of people there. I thought, well, I'm not going to miss that. And then,
was there any guilt trip whatsoever?
No, it wasn't guilt.
And he's been out on the road with me.
Yeah,
like the last two times alone.
To me. Somebody mentioned, they said, well, you know, EJ goes on the road with Nikki.
We did that. We are family show together alone. Yeah. So you and I are due a trip, even though it isn't tit for tat. But for some reason in my family,
it is
tit for tat. Like, you can't do something unless someone else also does it. Like, well, it's Nick. Well, then we're also getting Lauren a gift on Nikki's birthday. Where, like, we get birthday gifts for each other on other people's birthdays. Because, like, people can't have... You can't just have
That's not true.
It has to be equal. Yes. Because sometimes the dogs, I'm like, this dog doesn't need a treat. It's fat. And this dog deserves a treat because it's good.
You can't do that.
And they go, no, you can't not give one of the dogs treats. And I go, absolutely you can.
Well, you can, but it's not fair.
Well, the dogs don't play by fair.
Trust me.
They're not.
Are you kidding me? Those dogs, no. If you give one, the other one is waiting right there.
And then they'll forget 2 seconds later.
They don't forget about food.
Because they'll forget that if they even got one.
Oh, my God. Nikki doesn't get it. You used to say, dogs don't get jealous. Well,
I know. And that's the thing that I cannot escape in my family is that I once said dogs can't get jealous, and I take it back.
Yeah,
but that has re-haunted me my whole life. You guys always go, remember that time Nikki said dogs can't get jealous? And I was like, that's not what I meant. I just meant they aren't like, she has this thing and I want it too. They're not like,
yeah, they do.
They're just like, I want, blah, blah. They're just simple and stupid.
They want what the other one has.
That's a good point.
It's
Maybe
so
I'm wrong.
Funny. No, it's so obvious how jealous.
Well, you went on the road with me because you were like, I'm doing it. And I really respect you for like, you like doing things and traveling and and you're old.
Well, what does that?
You're 65, and you're like, I don't mind going on planes and checking into hotels and packing. Like, and you're not like someone. You don't pack like me. You're not just like, oh, I'll just throw things in a bag 5 minutes before I leave. You like prepare to pack.
Well, I don't want to take a lot.
And
of stuff.
If I worked that way, I would feel burdened by travel. But you're down for it.
No, I was so in, and it was so because you said it's going to be easy. It's going to be Atlanta. Kansas City. And I was like, okay, those are short flights. That's the thing I like. It's like you get up in the air and you get back down.
As soon as you reach the top, you're descending.
Yeah. It's like, I love that kind of flying. So it was great.
It was great.
We had a great time.
We did go to Atlanta and we landed and I was not in a good mood. Because that airport just sucks so much.
Very
you
busy.
Land and you have to walk so far. And then you have to walk to a shuttle. And then you have to get in this
the shuttle.
Steamy, humid. Like, it feels like you're getting on the G train.
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
It's dirty. And
airport.
It's not dirty, but it's just hot.
Yeah.
Because it's hot Atlanta, baby.
Well, it's not even hot outside, really.
Yeah, but it was just hot. It was like a sauna down there.
Was it
and
under construction?
The tram took so long. Probably.
I feel like every airport in America is in under construction
is.
Now.
Yeah.
It's such an excuse for things just being slow and shitty.
Yeah. Maybe.
You just put up a sign that says, like, it's pardon our dust. It's like, well, there is no dust. There's just no one working here.
But there's some cones.
And people aren't being paid fairly, so they're moving like snails.
There's all these signs in America, and for some reason, when it comes to pardon our dust, they get this official, like, British aristocrat sign. Everything else is like under construction, yield, stop, pardon our dust. What is that?
That's so true. Why
Where'd
is
that
it
come
pardon
from?
Our dust?
Yeah.
It was one person came up with it, and it was a cute, quirky thing.
It's cute. We're working on this place.
Oh, man. There was a sign in our elevator when we were in, where were we, Brian? One of those, like, Daytona or something?
Mm.
There was a sign in our elevator that was terrible. Oh. I'm trying to see if you remember what it was. It was yellow and it made me sick. It was a pun.
Yeah, I do remember the pun.
Do you remember? Oh my God, if you remembered, this would be like the plastics thing.
Oh, I feel like the plastics are preventing me from remembering because they're in my brain.
No.
Yeah. I don't remember.
The tetrahydrochloroseine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get in the shuttle and then every stop, you have to wait 2 minutes. And if you're a New Yorker and used to ride this train, it's doors open, doors close.
Right.
If you miss it, it's your fault. You gotta hustle. I like New York because people are moving fast. There's no time to go like, I'm gonna get up and sort my bags and make sure the book is tucked in. And I'll put my book. Oh, I forgot to put the bookmark. Put that back in. Put it back in. Now I'm gonna pick it up. Pick it up as you're moving. Like, people will just pick something up as they're standing.
That's the way
and
you
then
operate.
Start to move.
You operate on the run.
We can just, like, let's do go diagonal instead of up and then over. Just diagonal. Pick up the bag and
let's cross the
as
street diagonal. Why do we
let's
have to
use
walk?
A mobile order? Yes. Let's grab the drink as we're passing by Starbucks. We don't need to go and stand in line like a.
That's
Leap.
You. Yeah. You are.
We move. Efficient. Keep it snappy. So,
she's
man,
efficient.
When I'm at that little stop at that with that shuttle and we're like, you know, you've reached terminal 3.
You got me because you got off at the wrong stop by accident. And
yeah,
then,
because I goes, there's no way there's another stop. This has been, we were only in terminal 3 and it's 3-2-1-T and then baggage claim. And so we're at T and I get off and then I'm like, what the fuck? So we have to get back on. And it was just taking so long. And then we finally get to the baggage claim. Our luggage comes right out. Efficient as fuck. Thank you so much, Atlanta Airport.
Yep,
we get the luggage. Then we got to find the Uber. Now,
no signs. No signs.
There's never any signs at airports. It is like they
where
don't.
Where is your Uber?
They
pickup?
Don't want you to take Ubers.
Yeah, they must not.
It has to be that because there's no other reason for the deficiency of information.
Yeah.
How are the two of you in a circumstance like this? Is someone like calm and collected? Like, I'm going to look it up. Is someone frantic? How are the two of you?
I'm on one and I'm allowed to be on one because I'm with my mom and she loves me and she accepts me for who I am. So like, I kind of, you know, when you're like in a bad mood and there's certain people you got to suck it up for. And then there's others that you can just kind of let it out and be yourself. Mom, I can be like, I'm a baby. And it like, because she's my mom. I was a baby at some point.
You were my baby.
So I'm sucking on her tit and she's the one that goes up to. Yeah. So I was just like, I don't, God, there's no sign. Like, I was just kind of being pouty baby. And then I gotta be, honest with you, Noah, my mom isn't capable of finding information in an airport that I'm not capable of.
Right.
Because I that's the language I speak.
That's your.
Yeah. So thing. Like she can try to help
snap
and like
into a personality that's there under like duress.
Right. Okay. That person wasn't showing up to this hang. I was just kind of giving up. And then I was just like, looking at people around, and then I'm looking for anyone that works there, being like, right. Where would Ubers pick up? And then finally, I don't even know. I just called an Uber, and then on the Uber app, it will tell you where to go.
Okay. Yeah, it's like so, you need that.
It's crazy.
In LAX, they have LA Exit. And I'm just, every time I see that, I'm like, can you imagine if you were from a foreign country and you didn't speak English and you had to figure out how to get an Uber? And the signs say LA Exit. It's not even a word you could look up.
They're trying to be cute.
That is the weirdest thing. Like LA Exit.
Yeah. That's how you get to the Uber. You have to take a shuttle to another, to like a remote location.
Unless you get an Uber Black and you pay $100 more, which I do every time because I do not want to bring two suitcases onto a shuttle bus and then go. And I'll just eat the cost.
Let's talk about when we got to the Uber stand.
So we get to the Uber stand. Finally, we walk like, and I'm complaining. I'm like, I feel like a refugee right now because we're walking through these long, corridors and like these garages with these puddles and it's hot. It's gross.
Yeah.
And it's already late. I'm not going to get a nap in before the show. I'm just like, ugh.
I think that was on your mind the whole time.
Anytime I'm in a bad mood, it's because I do not see a nap on the horizon.
Gotcha.
Baby need nap. And so it really is the only time when I see it's one of our biggest things in therapy, couples therapy. Chris brings up that he's scared to ask me to do things because I take everything that gets brought up as an affront to my time.
Oh,
like everything could possibly, it's as if my time were raped from me at some point in my life. So anytime he has a little thing that might take my time, I'm like, I don't have the time. Like it's as if at some point in my life. And I trace it back to you guys bringing me to air shows. And like as a kid, your time is raped from you because you just have to do what your parents tell you to do.
Yeah, it's not
And you
fair.
Have to go. It's just air shows weren't like a part of our lives, but like.
Kind of a little bit. Honestly, we would go to every air show.
I can't even.
I know.
I don't
and
even want to talk about it.
I mean, that was another thing.
Yeah. Think Poor of the two Nikki. Biggest fears of your life and you have to go do them and everyone's excited about it. And it is, and driving on the highway. Let's not forget just being on the highway.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's
for
just
kids.
Everything about it was horrible. But I think that, and I'm not calling you out. Being like, why did you do that to me? Being a kid is having like your time is not yours. You can't be like, I don't feel like doing that. It's no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so depends what kid you are.
Well,
we know kids
when you're a kid growing up in the 90s, you don't have a lot of boundaries.
Yeah, well, you can't just be like, I'm going to do my own thing, I think. I'm going to hang back.
No, can't do that.
Yes. And I don't know what else happened to me, but yeah, like whenever there's not going to be time for me to be alone and like, and I think now I'm starting to need time to cry. And if I don't see a time where I'm going to be able to cry at any point before I do something or have like even the opportunity, not that I cry a lot, but like I start to panic. So anyway, we're going to the Uber X or to the Uber Black. I called it black car because I want to be impressive to my mom. So I get a black SUV and an Escalade is coming to get us. And they were waiting there. 10 minutes passes. We're hanging out. My phone's about to die. So I'm not really looking at it. And then he's in a totally different part of the airport. Then he calls me, not speaking English. I can't really, I can't understand what he's doing. I'm saying that I'm in this section. I'm at LE outside. No, he can't hear me. I can't hear him. I hang up. I say, I got to cancel it. I'm so sorry. So I cancel it. I call another one. That one's 8 minutes away. My phone is on 1% now. Oof, I'm freaking out. So I set it down and I don't look at it. Then I pick it up at 7 minutes later. The car is at another location. This is a different location now. And I go, what is going on? Why is my dot here and his is here? So I cancel it before my phone dies because I don't even have time to communicate with this guy to come to the right place because my phone's about to die. So then I go, Mom, I got to use your phone. She doesn't even have Uber downloaded. We got to download Uber, which takes forever because we're out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of this parking garage beneath the ground. And then, while we're doing this, there's all of these drivers coming up to us. you know, just guys waiting by who are going like, you need a ride? You need a ride? You know, you've seen these guys.
I'm a car service. You need a ride?
And there's constantly,
Why not take one?
Yeah, well, he seems kind of legit.
Exactly. Except that every 4 seconds, there's a woman that comes over the speaker going like, please do not accept rides from those you do not know.
I did not.
It is illegal to expect a ride. There's constantly that. They won't tell you where to pick up an Uber, but they'll tell you not to get in a car.
Right. They should have a better signage for the Ubers. They don't want you to get into an illegal man's car.
Exactly. It's like they don't have a solution to what these guys are there for.
So what's their racket? What are they doing?
And the guys, they just want to make some money off people who are stranded by Uber or who like their Uber didn't show up or whatever. So, but they all lie. They go, my car didn't show up. My passenger didn't show up. I'm just waiting here. I got a free car. And I go, you can't say that to me. I've been here 20 minutes. You've said this to three people in the time that I've been here.
Yeah. And I was absolutely saying, do not take a ride. You were getting manic.
Oh, yeah. Because,
I'm taking it. I'm going to take it.
No. We're not there yet. So then I'm like, I'm just going to get a ride from this guy, from one of these guys, because I have cash on me.
Right.
And I don't have to give away a credit card, because my mom's like, when we did this in France, we got charged $1,800, which is true. They got scammed.
Yeah, we're still working that out.
Yes. Well, that's a silly thing that you get. I only pay Venmo or cash to these guys that are just offering rides. So then I go up to this guy. I'm about to go over to the guy. And then I go up to this other guy who works there. He has a luggage cart. He's collecting luggage carts. He maybe helped an old woman out there. And I said, where am I supposed to go to get an Uber Black? I don't get this. And he's like, oh, you're in the wrong section. Uber Blacks pick up in this other area, which I would never know because the app didn't even tell me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like, I've already been waiting here 25 minutes. Our flight was an hour late getting in.
I'm not going to get my nap.
I barely am going to get a chance to even work out or even look at a treadmill. And I'm just like annoyed. And then I go, Yeah. So we land at like 2, and by this time it was 3:30 because our flight was supposed to land at 2, but it landed later. So it was 3:30. Our hotel's in 4 or 35 minutes away, and then I got to be at the show at 7. So the show was later than I thought. So it started at 8, so I had to be there at 7. So it doesn't leave a lot of time to get, and then you need an hour to get ready, put on those eyelashes and spray tan and all the stuff. So I go, I'm going to get a ride from one of these guys. I said to the guy that was telling me where to get an Uber, I go, I'm just going to get a ride from one of these guys. He goes, don't. And I go, why? I go, I have cash. And he's like, no. You might get kidnapped.
Yeah.
And I go,
what? This is Atlanta.
Look at me. I go, no, I'm not. And he goes, and I go, I'm 39. I was like, I'm not going to get kidnapped. And this was my point, was like, I've talked about this on the podcast the other day. I'm not worried about being kidnapped. I'm too old. No one's going to sell me for sex.
Well, now you're thinking about it. You kind of want to get kidnapped.
Well, part of me is sad that I'm out of the trafficking age.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so
there's
sad.
A part of you that goes like,
is that really what these guys are doing,
still be
though?
Trafficked?
They're hanging out at the airport. Just so
exactly.
They can kidnap somebody.
Well,
I mean,
they're going to scam you.
This is, and I go, and I got my mom with
are
me.
They,
this is gonna,
are they,
not
really going to scam you? Or are they just trying to
usurp
the Uber fees?
They're trying to make more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, there's not that many
money.
People
Cash.
Kidnapping.
Under the table. Uber's not going to take anything. It's going to be all.
No. But, and they'll just make up a number. That is.
Yeah.
A sky
but then
high.
You negotiate with them before you get in the car. I know what the number was on the Uber thing, so I can give them around that. Like, I was going to negotiate. I've taken them before. I'm not crazy. Like, this is when you're in desperation. These guys are legit. My mom thinks, you think 7 men were all there to kidnap women? Do you think that's a thing that's happening every day at the Atlanta airport?
Not. But this guy is, he's got a point. If he ever found out who you are, maybe. I don't know.
No, I think that would even protect me more to be if they knew who I was.
I mean,
they
thought who I was.
Who are you?
I'm the daughter of Nikki Glaser.
The mother. Yeah.
I have a quick stat about kidnapping.
Okay.
While the fear of being kidnapped may persist for one's entire life, in 2022, the number of missing persons under the age of 21 was much higher than those over 21. No duh, with 206,371 females under 21 reported missing and 64,956 females over the age of 21 reported missing.
And if we're going over 35, that number is getting even
it's even
lower.
And that's in America?
I
in the U.S.
And let's be honest,
is that America?
I mean, kidnapping is happening mostly to people, like parents steal their kids from the mother.
Yeah, those numbers are...
It's not parents stealing.
At the airport.
No, it's not people taking up a child from the mall. 40-year-olds
with three things of luggage.
There's no way. And I go, where? What are they going to sell us into? I was just telling my mom, like, sex is not on the table for either of us.
Slavery.
Ransom.
Yeah, just...
Ransom. Yeah, that's big.
Who is going to pay ransom for me?
Well, this
me?
Is not, this
only
happens
one in my
all
family
the time.
That can pay ransom is me.
Well, you would.
You would pay it.
Ransom.
They would take you to.
I would pay them.
He'd take you right to the bank.
Yes, they
I'd
could
get
do
back.
That.
I have really good money protection. I'd be fine with that. I'd be like, yeah, take me to the bank.
And this
and
does
I would,
happen.
I wouldn't have to do
like,
my show, and I would get press
in like third world countries. Or this does happen. I've heard stories. I've had it happen to a couple friends. Where you're in, it's like in Mexico, Central America, places in Africa, Eastern Europe, you get into a taxi, they just take you out to the desert and they say, we're not going to take you back unless you give us $200.
Yeah.
If you don't pay, they just let you out in the middle of nowhere and you don't know how to get home.
I was listening to some Sam Harris podcast and a guy was talking about how, he was talking about hostage situations and he said that they're much more common, obviously, in South America because kidnapping is like a littering charge. In terms of what the punishment is.
Oh, wow.
It's not, you can get out of jail that night if you kidnap someone that day. Mm. And in America, kidnapping it's potential for a life sentence. So you are much more likely to be murdered when you are kidnapped in America because they're already doing life.
You're going, yeah.
So why wouldn't they just take your life too?
Interesting.
So it's really interesting, like the
yikes.
What the
legalized kidnapping? We need to legalize it.
Possibly,
we're gonna have to legalize.
I mean, you take someone for a joyride for a few hours; it should be fine.
But I will say that Josh, who is the guy that helped us and gave us advice and looked at me like, this may be the last time I ever see you if you get in that car. Like, he gave me that kind of look and I go, and he was such a nice guy. And he was, I go, okay, fine. Josh, will you walk us to the Uber black place? Because I don't know where to go. And so he was walking us and he was so nice. And I was trying to like get my mood back up because this guy was just so nice. And I didn't want to be like a little pouty brat. And he was like, do you know who you sound like? And I was like, who? And he was like, do you know the comedian Nikki Glaser? And I was like, I do know her. I know her very well. Because I am her, Josh. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah. He was like, you sound just like her. And he was like, I heard your voice. And I was like, thank you. And I said, you want to come to a show tonight? And he was like, I do. And he goes, what time? And I go, when do you get off work? And he's like, 11 p.m. And I go, I'll see you next time. Because I'm not a stripper. I don't know what show I could be doing tonight in which you could attend.
Exactly.
Shout out to Josh at the Atlanta airport. He like went above and beyond. Joshua. He went above and beyond. I love him so much.
Yeah.
And I will say the other day I was coming back from Kansas City. There was this guy on our plane that was just kept looking at me. And I just know when people like recognize me.
I'm sure.
It's just like a little, and sometimes they smile and they just like, you keep looking at them and they're looking at you.
Right.
And as a girl that does not get men looking at her all the time, I know, I just don't. Otherwise I wouldn't notice these times. I don't have men like, hey, I just don't do it. So when it happens, it always is that. And so I was getting off the plane and this guy that had looked at me a couple times before in the boarding area, he comes up to me and is like, has anyone ever told you that you, and I go, I am her. I just, because that's the way people say it. They like
and
to
then
go,
it goes, you're Katie Couric?
That's where he was going, but you didn't give him a chance.
It was really nice though. He was very cute. I was very flattered that a cute boy recognized me. And I was like, it was nice. But it always starts with, does anyone ever told you that you, and
you know it's coming.
And me with mobile order Nikki, I don't have the patience for it. And I just go, yes, it's me. I don't like wait it out because I should wait it out because at some point they are going to say someone different. Has anyone ever told you that you shouldn't wear your hair like that? All right. I am going to take a break. We'll come back after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother, All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So yeah, this weekend we were in Kansas City, Saturday night, the night before the big Chiefs game.
Oh, right.
The AFC, is that what it was? The AFC Championship game. Is that like saying ATM machine? Is championship a part of AFC?
No, AFC is the American Football Conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
But and they weren't playing in Kansas City either. They were
they were the Ravens.
Team. Yeah, they were in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yes.
Wow, Nikki, you even picked up on that.
What? Where they were?
Where they were playing and then where
well,
they were.
Yeah, I was aware of who was involved in the Final Four is what they I called it.
That's what
I think that's basketball.
That's
and basketball I also player. Asked Chris yesterday, I said, are there assists in football? And he said, you wish. And I go, I don't wish. I just want to know, why aren't there? If you throw the ball to someone and then they score a touchdown, shouldn't that be an assist?
You would
just like you're throwing a basket. Like why not? What is it called?
It's called touchdown pass. Because an assist is you're helping somebody score, and in basketball they have to shoot the ball after they receive the pass in order to score, so they're like doing most of the work, which is why it's just an assist. Whereas if you throw the ball in football to somebody and they catch it in the end zone, the guy who threw the ball is doing more than half the work.
That's a good point, but what if the guy catches it and then runs a lot?
Yeah, maybe that should be an assist. Maybe the quarterback should get less credit for that. Because sometimes they do a dump off, it's like 5 yards, and the guy just does like a magic trick and spins around everybody. That guy gets yards. He racks up the yard. But no, he does if he catches it anyway. So
okay,
yeah,
well, let's talk about that game.
Your point is valid. Your point is valid. There should be some note. Because all passes are not equal. All passes are not equal.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What did you think of that game? It was, I just went to bed halfway through, and I did what I did the other day where I manifested. And I said, I went to go take a nap during the first quarter. And they were up, I think, 4 points. And I said to Chris, I'll be back. They're going to win this game. But just trust me. It's like, it's done deal. They're going to win. They're going all the way. I was right. I didn't mean that they're going to win the Super Bowl. I just meant they're getting there. I was right. Mm-hmm. And I came back out during the fourth quarter.
They had it.
They had it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun game.
It was a pretty frustrating game because the Chiefs are now entering like dynasty mode, and they won the Super Bowl last year. They've won the Super Bowl multiple times. Mahomes and Kelsey have multiple rings. So they're always the favorite, even if they're not the favorite in Vegas odds and they're playing away. The underdog were the Ravens, even though the Ravens have won a lot of Super Bowls too. But
they were the favorites, right? The Ravens?
They were the slight favorites.
Yeah, they were.
But people, and the Chiefs aren't even favorite to win the Super Bowl, according to Vegas. The 49ers are 1.5 point favorites. The Chiefs are 1.5 point dogs. And I just think
what
that
does that mean?
It's hard to root for a team that just like wins the Super Bowl every year. It's like rooting for the Patriots in the early 2000s. And so part of me was like, I really want the Ravens to win, but also I want the Chiefs to win so that Nikki's prediction comes true. And also,
aww, thanks
for the sake of the NFL. I mean, they just want to ride out this Swift Kelsey thing for as much as they can, and for better or worse.
Did you see how much money that she's made the NFL?
That was like
$361 million. Yeah. They determine as has been the revenue that she's
how
brought in.
They figure that out.
I mean, it's an estimate, but it's I would not be surprised if it was up there. It's a huge.
No, I mean, she's gotten people deal. To watch football. Never watched football.
I would. I didn't know who Travis Kelce was.
Who did?
He was apparently well known. And this was a meme where girls were asking their boyfriend, like, or telling their boyfriends, Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map. And then they would just see these guys. You just see these guys go like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she did it. And they're like, I think she did, babe. And it's like, we just watched these guys like heads explode. But I really didn't know who he was. And then I will say that, like, I'm a big Travis Kelce fan right now. And it's I think he is so cute.
Tides have turned.
Yeah, Chris keeps like kind of going like, oh, your crush is gonna be like, he's kind of like noticing like I have like an affection for this guy. I really, really like him. I think he's so hot. And oh my God, on the field, I saw a video that I've been like avoiding watching too much of it because I just feel like it's so invasive. The cameras are like right in their faces when Taylor was on the field hugging him. And I just didn't want to like, I don't want to do the lip reading and like figure out what she said to him and what he said to her. But if enough of those videos come up, you finally just give in and go, fine, I'll watch. Right. Are we really going to hear what she whispered in his ear? And we did.
What?
It was fucking adorable, y'all. Okay, so she goes up to him and he goes,
oh my God, we get to know this.
He goes, hey, sweetie. He calls her sweetie.
Oh.
And then they kiss. And the way she like looks up at him, you'll have to watch, but she's like nuzzled in his like neck. And then she like looks up at him and she just is like trying to find his mouth with her lips. It's so cute. And then they kiss. And then he says, I'm going to go hang with the boys or something like that. And she goes, I love you.
Oh.
And then he says, it's very, very subtle. She goes, I love you. And he goes, I love you so much. It isn't even funny.
Mm.
So cute. Oh. Then she goes, then she cups her hand to whisper in his ear. And she goes, I'm so proud of you. Or she goes, I'm so proud. I've never been more proud of anyone in my entire life.
Wow.
And then they smile and they leave. It is such a sweet exchange. And here's the thing. I read somewhere on Reddit that in this subreddit that I do sub to, but it's only to monitor what people are saying about my girl. It's called Swiftie Neutral. And it's like Swifties that aren't like sycophantic. Mm. And they kind of make fun of and are approaching Taylor from like a cynical point of view where they're just like, is she really that great?
Why do you even go there?
Because I want to know what these people are saying so that I can
defend her.
Okay. Not on there, but I honestly am going to unsubscribe. I decided that yesterday because
dangerous.
I'm so annoyed at these people and how much they like try to pick her apart.
Yeah.
And they are fans. That's the irony of it. So they said there was one post the other day that was like, is there something wrong with Swifties? Why do they keep posting like, oh my God, Taylor and Travis. Oh my God, OMG. They're so in love. I can't stop watching this. This lives rent free in my head. I've watched this 5 times today. You know, all these things. They're like, have Swifties ever been in a relationship before? Because this is what a relationship is. guess what? No, we haven't. We haven't. And we haven't been in one like this. This is, to this woman who wrote this or whatever person wrote this, I guarantee you, you mean twat. No one has ever loved you the way that Travis Kelce loves Taylor Swift. And I bet you've never loved someone back because you're writing on the internet about people and being so mean. Mm. And the truth is, most of us haven't experienced this kind of love. They're in what we call limerence for sure, which is this like, it's the honeymoon
it's
phase
like an Irish
where our brains
poem.
Are like, yeah, yeah. We're in. Where the dopamine and serotonin is like firing at all times. It's a drug of like love. They're in it. But I don't know. they seem to, they're both on top of the world. They're supporting each other's, like achieving the greatest things humans can achieve. Most of us don't have that relationship. Let us like indulge
bask
in it
the glow.
Bit. Yeah. And don't be like, have you guys ever? No, sorry. My boyfriend doesn't call me sweetie. He calls me Glaze. You know, like I don't
Glaze dog.
We don't say I love. We never said
dog.
Glaze dog. We've never said I. We don't say I love you. I don't have that kind of relationship. And it's not saying that that's
you
like.
You guys do say babe.
Yes, we do have sweet things like that. But like, no, he says babe ironically. He would never call me babe. Mm. He thinks it's cheesy, but I call him babe.
You call him babe.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. No, I don't have a relationship like that. Where it's right. just like, mm-hmm. like constantly.
It's
like,
just jealousy of
yes,
course.
Isn't part of the, yeah. And it's not that I even want that. I'm just saying it's nice.
Isn't part of the fandom being like, or like living her relationships vicariously?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
And Taylor it's should be proud of Travis Kelce. He had an amazing game. I mean, that was like vintage Travis Kelce.
He was 11 for 11. That's what I heard some guy say.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
He caught an incredible touchdown pass.
He caught 11 passes.
Oh. Incredible touchdown.
Every time they threw a ball to him, he caught it 11 times.
Yeah. That is impressive.
Patrick Mahomes.
Isn't that weird?
Patrick Mahomes had 11 assists to Travis Kelce. In that game.
But is that incredible out of 11 passes thrown at you to catch 11 of them? That sounds pretty incredible to me.
That sounds record breaking to me. I mean, what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
It's remarkable that Patrick Mahomes, like even if a quarterback just throws 11 of 11, that was actually a record. Patrick Mahomes started the game, I think 11 for 11. And that was the most consecutive passes thrown by a quarterback in a conference championship game. And so that Travis Kelce helped him out with that because he caught some pretty wicked passes, so it goes all together. But yeah,
I felt
amazing.
So
game.
Cool. That night we were watching, or Chris went over to his brother's house to watch the Lions versus the 49ers.
That tragedy.
And yeah, that was
so sad.
Oof. So I was watching the end of the game. I was rooting for the Lions, obviously, because they're underdogs. They're under Lions.
Never
and
been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, never been in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Their jerseys are so understated. It's that like white with the light blue. It's like a baby's bedroom. You know, like it's just like soft. It's cool. It looks like vintage.
Little boys.
Yeah, a little boy's bedroom. And I was on the phone with my friend who's going through a breakup. So he was like talking to me on the phone. And it had been like an hour of talking to him.
Again.
Which, by the way, yeah, like I'm helping a friend through a breakup, which I
you're so kind, Nikki. I feel like I've been there through it.
First
with
of all,
him.
Men need more support. Men don't have the same kind of friendships that women have.
Right.
And especially when they're getting out of a friendship where they weren't really, it's not like they weren't. Usually like friendship with women is hard to have when you have a girlfriend. So when you get out of that breakup, you don't have anyone except your male friends who don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Probably, or don't know how to emotionally support you. So I come through for my male friends. When
you
they're going through
so
something.
Good. I've been witnessing it all.
You've
weekend.
Been Whitneying it. And Whitney. So final thought. I'm watching the game. I have him on speakerphone. And I did post something about the game while he was on the phone with me. And then he later saw the story posted and was like, he goes, I know that you posted this when I was
oh my God, that's so funny.
And I was, you know, not crying, but like, you know, just, and he goes, I'm not mad at all. This is so hilarious to me that you wrote this entire thing out. Cause I was writing something about like, both teams are going to have the same color jersey. I don't even understand this game already. How am I going to explain this? So I like wrote a whole paragraph and took a picture while he was on the phone. 100%. There's no way that I took this at another time. It was definitely during the call. But also I was watching the game and I felt so cool because I've always wanted to be someone who like, when something happens in sports, you go like, oh, like I never once had that reaction. It always is like a millisecond after everyone else has the reaction. Like it's never because the ball did anything that I understood.
Right.
I just go off of what other, like you would always think that I'm cheering with you, but it is a millisecond later.
You're like a dog in the room. You're just like reacting to what the humans are doing.
I'm chewing a bone and all of a sudden I'm like, ooh. And but I was into that game because I really did want the Lions to pull through in the end. Yeah. So some kind of fumble happened or incomplete pass. And I was on the phone with him and I go, duh, and he heard it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such a man right now who's like not listening to his girlfriend. Yeah. I felt so cool. I told Doesn't Chris later, good? I was like, Chris, I was on the phone and I was listening to him talk about this thing. And then there was an incomplete pass and I went, oh, and he like heard me. And I was like, isn't that cool? He was like, I don't even know what you're trying to communicate. I was like, I think I understand sports.
You had a reaction to something.
I think starting. Based on how I felt at that in that game, I was like, I deserve to go to the Super Bowl. Brian and I are going to the Super Bowl.
You guys are going.
Wait, is that breaking news? Have we ever said that?
Breaking news.
That's how you're breaking it.
We're
56 minutes in.
I don't know how else to tell anyone. Okay, so we're going to the Super
Bowl. You're not just going to the Super Bowl
before.
You're going.
Okay.
We're broadcasting.
Yes.
Right.
This is baffling.
From the Super Bowl. Yeah.
For some reason, iHeartRadio thinks it'd be a good idea to send the Nikki Glaser podcast to the Super Bowl, which I don't know why. I don't know what they're thinking.
I'm so glad you will be there because you obviously know about football. I know literally nothing.
It's going to be hilarious.
You know more than most people. But you just demonstrated.
I am a Swiftie, and I feel like because the Chiefs are there now I actually do belong. Like there's
iHeart and their infinite wisdom has predicted this.
Super Bowl and Taylor Swift. Yes. Football and Taylor Swift, and you need experts in both.
Right.
And
there we go.
The only thing I'm as good at knowing about as people are at football is Taylor Swift. So I feel like I belong. Am I researching what to wear? Yes. Am I trying to figure it out? Am I now? Then someone got in my head because they were like, you notice that Taylor on away games, she never wears Chief logos. She just wears the colors. And I'm like, oh, respectful.
Oh, yeah.
So can I not wear Chief color?
No, this is the
logo?
Super Bowl. This is anybody can wear whatever logo they want. Most
Do we
people,
know if they're going to be in white or red?
I don't know.
When do we find that out?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had the interest in looking that up.
Because I don't
want to
wear red if they're going to be in a white jersey.
Well, it'll still be white, red, and yellow. And then the other team, just don't wear gold because that's a 49ers color.
But gold and yellow are very similar.
Well, it's like a darker...
Where's yellow come in?
Chiefs are yellow. Yellow, red, and white.
It's literally the same. The teams have the same
colors. And the 49ers are red, a darker gold. And
but I'm
white.
I bought a Taylor Swift shirt that's like a funny Chiefs Taylor Swift shirt, but I kind of want to wear like a Chiefs dress. Like there's all these like crappy dress. Like I'm thinking about like planning a fun outfit for it. But I was gonna give my ticket to Chris to go because I really don't care. I'd like to see the halftime show, but I don't really care. But he was like, no, you have to experience the Super Bowl. You have to. And so I'm going, and with Brian. And it'll be so fun to be with you, Brian, because you will be able to explain everything to me and you'll be so excited.
I'm going
to
be so excited. I'm going to be wearing my Peyton Manning rookie jersey, Colts jersey. So you can wear whatever. There's going to be tons of just different teams jerseys at the Super Bowl. People are
really?
Not there.
Really?
I love how you know about this like Eras tour.
I never heard that.
You're preparing me, okay?
Yes, people are not there. Like most of the people there aren't actually fans of the 49ers or the Chiefs. There'll be a lot of those, but... A lot of people are just there because A, they have a lot of money and they're there for the event.
Spectacle.
Or B, they're just fans of football. It's the Super Bowl.
I was going to buy Allie, Brian's wife, and Chris tickets so they could also go.
Right.
They are so expensive.
Oh,
they're starting at $9,000.
Oh,
yeah.
A ticket.
That's for bad seats, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to keep in mind it's the Super Bowl. There's only one of them. So it's just one time, once a year. And you're also getting tickets to an Usher concert, so that's got to be added in.
Yeah.
So like
subtracted
$8,000 for the Super Bowl, and then minus 50 for the Usher.
No, I'm really excited to see Usher.
And I want to be clear to the besties though.
Yes.
On the Friday of Super Bowl weekend, there's a thing called Media Day, and that's where they in a conference center or whatever. There's all of these different broadcasts happening simultaneously. All different podcasts being recorded, all different events happening. And that's where the Nikki Glaser podcast is going to be.
At a sports desk.
We're
going
to be the only podcast screaming about Ubers.
We're going to be sitting at a sports desk.
And
we're going to be sitting at a sports
meditation.
Desk screaming about.
God. It's going to be hilarious.
I know.
Are you kidding?
Was I high when I said yes to this? Like, what was
no,
I thinking?
You were. If you were, you made the right answer.
Right?
Well, oh, Brian, it'll be fun. Can you share what you told me about this experience?
What did I tell you? I don't even remember.
You said that this was like, you are so in such disbelief.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm in disbelief. Well, I put this on my 50 under 50. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh my God, we're getting your...
It's
not even under your 40 under 40?
I said, I want to do this. I could have put it on my 40 under 40, but I felt like that was such a wild fantasy that I put it under my 50 under 50, because then I thought it was realistic that I would go to the Super Bowl in
that
time.
That's so cool.
So yeah, like 14 like years ahead of schedule.
Make-a-wish thing. Like we started with the beginning of the show.
And I got us tickets for Saturday night to go see Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura at the MGM Grand.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just got that last night. Weirdly enough, I think I'm on some email list of people who are going to be in Vegas. So I got an email from their people.
Wow. Nice.
Bert's people. And so we'll hopefully get to hang out with them too.
I looked up how the Sphere, because that's the other big event, and there's
what's happening there? Who's there?
Nothing.
You too?
There's nothing over Super Bowl weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they do something?
There's too much going on.
I don't know. February. Well, there's the day after there's something, but yeah. And it's all sold out anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I bet it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun.
Gambling too. There's going to be gambling happening.
Oh yeah. You're going to gamble, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was just out of state, so I was gambling on DraftKings over the last 5 days, and I had a good windfall.
Because you can't on DraftKings in California?
No, it's illegal.
Oh.
For some stupid reason, because we voted for it, and we all, 80% voted no.
These fucking props.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's going to be some cool prop bettings. Well, I thought you were talking about prop bets.
Is that type of prop?
Prop bets.
Type of bet?
You should bet on some prop bets, Nikki. They're just fun. What color's the Gatorade going to be that's going to be poured on the head coach that wins?
No way.
Yeah, like stuff like that. How many songs is Usher going to sing? What song will Usher start with? How long is the national anthem going to be? Stuff like that.
I could totally cheat on those bets. No offense, because I am friends with the director who directed my special.
Huh?
What's stopping me from going many songs is Usher singing?
Maybe
and then
we shouldn't discuss
I don't know.
I would never do that because I don't want to go to prison. But what's stopping anyone from doing that has an inside
maybe has
track?
An NDA.
I don't know.
Maybe he signed an NDA.
Yeah, maybe he can't say.
Okay.
There's got to be something.
I would never do that anyway because I don't like
NDA.
But no, I didn't. But whoever I would ask would probably sign an NDA.
Of course.
And so they'd be like, I can't tell you because I signed an NDA.
Yeah.
But it's 8. You know, they'd probably.
It's red. Gatorade.
I can't wait to find out the special guests that are going to be on the Usher thing. Mm. And the Usher show itself is just going
to
be so
good. I can't wait to find out who the special guests are going to be on the podcast that we're doing on Friday. We're doing two podcasts on Friday at Media Day. And Noah supplied us with a list of potential guests that some of them really pop off the page.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I will tell you that I didn't recognize a single name.
Oh, but
it's football.
That's good. I need to go into things like this because if I was intimidated, I would be freaked out. It's like when I did Selling Sunset. I don't watch that show so I could be cool on it.
Right.
But if I would have known how big the show is, I would have been like and frozen up, potentially.
Well,
so
this,
I got to keep... The
Super Bowl's not a big deal then, Nick.
It's not a big deal.
There's only been 58 of them, so...
God. And Taylor Swift will be there.
Yes, my God. That's why it's wild.
She easily can make
that's
it.
Why
anyone
this
even
all makes sense.
It is insane.
iHeartRadio, sorry I questioned your decision before, but now that you knew that Taylor Swift was going to be at the Super Bowl, and therefore this was a brilliant decision. I mean, it's just like you got the biggest Swiftie.
Thank you to Nathan for marketing.
Nathan for marketing. You fucking nailed it. And I'm so thankful that I get to go to the Super Bowl, and Nikki gets to be once again... in a football stadium with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Jeez.
Whoa, I do. Once again.
This is unbelievable, really.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
I cannot wait.
Do we know what our seats are yet?
No, not yet.
Do you know that info?
No.
To top it all off, I'm going to see Taylor Swift twice in Australia in February. February 18th in Melbourne and February 23rd in Sydney. And then Chris texted me today. He just sent me... which is hilarious because he doesn't really even want to go. I know for a fact. Matchbox 20, gonna be in Melbourne when I'm there.
Wow.
So I'm gonna go see them too.
Melbourne.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your life.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lucky.
Mm. Oh.
You know? I'm blessed.
A little matchbook.
A little matchbox.
Matchbox.
You gotta go see Matchbook 22. They're wait, you saw them this summer.
I saw them with
Weren't
you.
Weren't they amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing. It was up so there with Eras Tour for me. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be here tomorrow. I'm gonna be wearing my new shirt. Tune into that. Mom, you're not gonna be here. Taylor will be here, but
nice.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Love
for
you
having
so much.
Me. I
All
love
right.
You too.
Oh, did I say I love you?
Yeah.
Oh, I did? I do love you.
Did you
I just
say
didn't
that?
Know I said it.
I think you did. I thought you said that.
It was kind of... okay, good.
I felt it.
I like forgot I said it before.
Oh,
well, I love you.
I love you.
All right, don't be cool. And...
Watch Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but we'll be back before then.
Oh, God.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.